This is WLVR. The 2021 Allentown mayoral primary is 6 months away, and it's expected to be a crowded race with a wide field of Democratic candidates. But a new measure before city council takes aim at any city employees planning to run. As WLVR's Genesis Ortega reports, it might force them to resign.
Under the current Allentown Ethics Code, any city employee or elected official can run for office. However, several council members have introduced a new bill that could change that. They say they want to enhance public trust in government following the indictment of former Mayor Ed Pawlowski and the pay-to-play scandal that rocked his administration. One of the bill's original sponsors, Julio Guridi, says before that happened, even Pawlowski quit his city job to run for office.
When Ed Pawlowski wanted to run for mayor, and he was a director of community economic development, he resigned before running. And I think, you know, that's the ethical thing to do. You know, I don't know if those two words go together.
Former Mayor Pawlowski is now in federal prison for political corruption. City Council President Daryl Hendricks also helped craft the bill.
We have only recently been released from a cloud of suspicion regarding a previously indicted public official. Our ethics board is very vague on this, so I do believe that we have a duty and a responsibility to give them guidance and have some type of legislation drafted.
Hendricks was a city employee on the police force when he ran for council in 2013. The measure, as it's currently written, doesn't include everyone on Allentown's payroll. It excludes elected officials. Here's Julio Guridi again.
The bill was primarily for appointed and city employees. An appointed person would be like the managing director, obviously. It wasn't including elected officials.
The suggestion that it might apply to elected officials, like city council members, has prompted a lot of backlash. Guridi has now yanked his support for the measure. And this year's mayoral race looks like it will be full of elected officials. So far, two city council members have announced they are running, and Guridi and Hendricks, who introduced the legislation, have also hinted at considering bids. One person the bill would exclude is the city's current community and economic development director, who has said he's also considering a run, Leonard Leitner.
If it's going to affect one particular person, then we're making legislation for one person. That's makes you want to raise your eyebrow and question it.
Leitner is also the deputy mayor. He oversees many departments and has been in charge of guiding the offices through the pandemic. He says the bill is forcing him to question his run.
That's another thing that I would have to really sit down and spend time about and think about that. If I were to consider that, do I resign? Do I stay? But putting my own selfish reasons aside, I'm really focused on how do we keep the city operational right now in this time.
City council members appear divided on the issue. Supporter Candida Affa says she's worried about possible conflicts of interest.
If you have a director, let's say, that is running, any director, I mean, if there are people there that vote against them and are politically against them, there could be some repercussions.
Council member Cynthia Moda disagrees.
It looks bad. It looks like we are preventing other people from the city to be elected, you know? Another thing, not everyone is privileged. I really believe that there's a lot of people who are, you know, employees, and they are also living paycheck to paycheck.
The city's top lawyer, Matt Kloiber, says legally restricting who can run is complicated. He suggests a voter referendum.
The strongest path for that might be through some charter amendment. But if you want to put a limitation on elected officials running, then the safest bet, and I'm not going to say it's the only bet, but the safest bet would be that would likely, if you do this and it would pass, all but certain it would withstand scrutiny if it was challenged in the courts.
A charter amendment asks the public to decide, which is what council appears poised to do, putting it up for a vote in May, on the same ballot as a mayoral ticket, creating some confusion about what that would mean for a city employee should they win the primary. Genesis Ortega, WLVR News.
WLVR's Ben Stemrick contributed to this report. The Allentown City Council isn't expected to vote on the issue until it finalizes the city budget next week.